I slipped out of the shadows and made my way towards the door. I hadn't planned on striking up a conversation with Junior, but he spoke first.
Oh, hi, doggy. My paw just went inside.
I know, I saw the whole thing, Junior. I've always thought you were a pretty decent guy, but I'm afraid your old man's fixing to get busted.
Oh, darn. For what?
Stealing corn, wrecking sheds, you name it. We're gonna throw the book at him. I could see Junior perched on the first big limb of a hackberry tree. He hung his head and gave it a sad shake.
Poor old pa. You won't hurt him, will ya?
That's up to him. There's nothing personal in this, Junior. I'm just doing my job. Sorry. I hurried on to the shed door, not wishing to see or hear any more of Junior's grief. I mean, it would be wrong to suppose that dogs in the security business don't have feelings. We do, and sometimes that makes it hard for us to do our jobs. Junior was a sweet guy, but his old man had turned to a life of crime, and now Junior was going to have to watch Wallace pay his debt to society. I pushed these thoughts out of my mind and wiggled my way through the door. Inside, I gave my eyes a moment to adjust to the darkness. And suddenly it dawned on me that I hadn't heard the slam of the trap door. In other words, the pattern of clues was beginning to suggest that Wallace hadn't been caught. I narrowed my eyes into infrared slits and did a slow scan of the shed. Sacks of feed, bales of hay, and the live trap with the door still open. Oh, brother, what a dunce! You know what he was doing? He was standing outside the trap, staring at the can of corn with big greedy eyes and pecking on the crisscross of wire on the side of the trap. I took a deep breath of air, squared my enormous shoulders, and swaggered toward him. Hank the cow dog, special crimes. What's going on around here? He whirled around at the sound of my voice. His ugly buzzard eyes grew wide, and his beak fell open. Well, what do you think is going on? I'm trying to eat my dinner. Oh, and what seems to be the problem? Well, dog, the problem is that I can see it, but I can't reach it, as anyone with two eyes can see. Now, you just run along and leave me alone here. He gave the wire five hard pecks and threw his wings into the air. This is the most I'm fixing to lose my temper with this thing. Again, he banged his beak against the wire, really whammed it, then rubbed his mouth. Now that hurt. That really hurt. I tried my best not to laugh. I mean, this was a scream. The buzzard was too dumb to walk into the trap. I strolled over to him and looked into the cage. You know, pal, I just got here, and maybe this sounds obvious, but there's some pretty stout wire between you and that can of corn. He glared at me. Dog, do I look dumb? Don't be nice. Tell the truth.
Yes.
Well, I ain't. It's very plain to me that there's a wire between me and that can of corn in yonder, and that's the whole problem. See, buzzards don't have any teeth. Did you know that?
I never thought about it.
Well, think about it. If I had me a good set of chainsaw teeth, I'd tear this thing to smithereens.
But you don't, right? He opened his mouth and pointed inside.
Look for yourself, Pooch. You see any chainsaws in there?
Nope.